Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra, and here are this week's reviews. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is both likable and exhausting, and therein lies the rub. This is the 32nd film in the MCU. We are now in Phase 5, and for me at least, superhero fatigue is at an all-time high. Like everyone else, I cheered loudly in Spider-Man No Way Home, but 11 years after the first Avengers film, it's becoming harder and harder to muster enthusiasm for spandex, intergalactic wars, and eye-glazing VFX battles. The Guardians movies have always been the outliers. Despite the underwhelming Volume 2 in 2017, director James Gunn has created a singular band of eccentric misfits who inject a shot of buoyancy and joy into the superhero genre. The tagline of this film is, "Once more with feeling," and that's pretty much what it is. Volume 3 is also an ending of sorts. Like Taika Waititi and the Thor films, Gunn brought a whiff of audacity to the industrial filmmaking of the MCU. The Guardians trilogy gives us several memorable characters along with a streak of sentimentality, humor, and dollops of absurdity, which is a potent combination. This film comes with its own backstory. Disney fired Gunn from the project in July 2018 when his controversial Twitter posts resurfaced. But by March 2019, the studio backtracked and reinstated him. This is Gunn's last Guardians film. After this, he takes charge at DC Studios. This sense of goodbye gives the film emotional weight. It's obvious that Gunn has great affection for these characters, and he's able to harness their prickly chemistry into something solidly entertaining. But he doesn't manage to do it consistently enough. Volume 3 begins with Rocket, the genetically engineered raccoon, suffering a terrible injury. The crew has limited time before his heart gives out. The villain of the piece is a psychopath called the High Evolutionary who dreams of creating this perfect world. In one scene, he says to one of his minions, "There is no God, that's why I stepped in." Rocket is one of his mutant creations, and now the High Evolutionary wants him back. The narrative alternates between the Guardians' attempt to save Rocket and flashbacks to what Rocket endured at the hands of the High Evolutionary. It's these flashbacks that give the film heart. There are genuinely unsettling scenes of animal torture and manipulative but moving scenes of friendship. In his quest for perfection, the High Evolutionary breaks and remakes living things. His consistent failure only underlines the beauty of imperfection, and this imbues the film with this undercurrent of sadness. If nothing else, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is an effective cautionary tale against genetic engineering and the perils of tampering with nature.
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet, like the CR-V and Accord. With available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
These somber notes are mashed up with that signature Guardian silliness, grandiose action sequences, and far too much bloat. There are massive set pieces that eventually culminate in this money shot in which several Guardians work together to slaughter the bad guys or walk together in slow motion. Some of these moments and a few scenes with Rocket deliver that requisite popcorn movie high, but the plot is overstuffed. Did we really need Will Poulter's golden-hued Adam Warlock character? or time spent on Kraglin, the space pirate, and his overstretched warring with Cosmo, a telekinetic space dog. All of this takes the length to a punishing 149 minutes, roughly the same length as Avengers Infinity War. The storytelling soars and dips. The imaginative visuals will help you tide over some of the soft spots. The High Evolutionary lives in this fantastically fleshy planet, which is also somehow a spaceship called the Orgoscope. When the Guardians first land here, it's like they're stepping on someone's brain. It's just squishy and gooey. There's also fake Earth, which is distinctly creepy, with several ugly cute hybrid creatures who have been made by the High Evolutionary. I have to say, it's a relief to have a villain in a comic book movie who isn't interested in conquering the world. What might also get you through are the characters, who over the three films have developed a lived-in camaraderie. Dave Bautista is funny and charming as Drax the Destroyer, as is Chris Pratt as the dim but loyal Star-Lord Peter Quill. Both Karen Gillan as the crotchety Nebula and Pom Clementieff as the empath Mantis do well. We also have Zoe Saldana as Gamora, who is back playing an alternate timeline version of herself. If you ask me to explain how this can be, I'll quote Peter, who declares, "I'm not some frickin' Infinity Stone scientist." But I think the most fun was had by Chukwudi Iwuji, who chews up the scenery as the crazy ball High Evolutionary. He also gets to wear the most fun clothes. Props also to Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel for their voice work for Rocket and Groot. One of the most endearing elements of the world Gunn created is Quill's mixtape. In this edition, there are songs by Beastie Boys, Bruce Springsteen, and Alice Cooper, which help to infuse vibrancy. Also, an interesting factoid. According to Deadline, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has set a world record for the most makeup appliances used in a single film, with more than 23,000 prosthetics used across more than 1,000 actors. Which is impressive, but it's not enough. This film and this genre need much more anarchy. Perhaps Gunn will be able to bring that in his next avatar at DC. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.
Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune, military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost to post 9/11 vets and their families. Over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.